Just a word about that passage that Sloan read. I asked her to read it this morning. Just a few words. Years ago, I traveled to New York City with a group of young people from Indiana, and I was serving as assistant superintendent. My first time to New York City, been back there many times since then when Aaron lived there, but the first time there, this was back in the 80s, I think, 80s or 90s. Now, this was a young guy from Indiana who was used to having open fields where you could go out to Highway 40 and look west toward Indianapolis and see a storm coming that was still 30 minutes away and figured you still had 29 minutes to play outside. And you had plenty of time. You could see. We go back during the wintertime and see out on the fields, farms and silos miles away, and everything is just wide open. So I go to New York City in Thanksgiving around this time of year, and first of all, it seems like darkness happens at 4 o'clock or 4:30 because you're in that season, and the sun goes down, and the sun goes down, and the skyscrapers block it, and everything is dark, and then it just feels like everything closes in on you, and it just feels like it's getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And so I began feeling somewhat claustrophobic, and I'll never forget the day we left. We piled into the van, and we're having that 15-hour drive, 18-hour drive back to Indiana. And as we left New York City, we entered New Jersey, and if you've never been to New Jersey, there are fields there, and there are open fields, and there are trees. It's not all concrete. And I remember just looking around at the open landscape of New Jersey heading west, and just breathing this deep sigh of relief. I'm like, oh, wow, I can breathe again. It's open. I don't feel so constricted. I don't feel so tight. And I have often thought about that metaphor and that image with this phrase in Psalm 118. In tight circumstances, I cried out to the Lord. And the Lord answered me with wide open spaces. Loved Batman and Robin as a kid. The early versions, Adam West. And I could never figure out, by the way, when they would get into that room, I was like, you know, the last show, that room started, the wall started to close in. Why are you in that room again, Batman? But do you ever see that scene where the walls would come in or the ceiling would come down or the floor would go up and they weren't sure what they were going to do? And when I hear this verse, I think of that image. In tight circumstances, the walls are just kind of coming in on us. And the walls and the ceiling and the floor are kind of, and you're just feeling like you're kind of hemmed in and squashed in. And life feels that way. Life feels that way in that sort of tight circumstances. Life feels that way in which everything is just around you and you no longer can breathe and you no longer can experience the wideness and you're just hemmed in. And when I read this passage, and it's been with me all week, what I hear is God saying, my grace offers you these wide open spaces in these moments. I am with you. I am around you. I am for you. I love this language. The Lord is for me. Literally, the Lord is for me. He is for you. God is for you. If you ever need someone cheering you on, if you ever need someone championing you, God is for you. I will not be afraid. What can anyone or anything do to me? And I have been sitting with this because it feels like in our world and in our life at times, we feel tight and we feel closed in and hemmed in, and we feel as if we have nowhere to go, no conversations to have, no interaction, and everything narrows down, and we ourselves in our life have narrowed God's love down to only this and only this and only this. And that phrase, wide open spaces, is so huge and open. It reveals to us something about God we're not even aware of. God wants to open up to us a new sense of hope. God wants to open up to you and I a new awareness of his love. God wants to open up to you and I new opportunities for growth. God wants to open up to you and I new opportunities for grace and kindness with one another. God wants to create these wide open spaces in our life. And so God's presence is real and made known to each one of us. So I often think about God's grace and think, so how wide open is God's grace to me? How, have I narrowed it down to just a little bit? Have I narrowed it down to just a very small amount? Or do I see how wide open it is and how much it opens up my life to other good things in this world? There's a book on my desk that's actually, I put it on the shelf, but it was a book called Making Time. And I had to laugh to myself. Ironically, I haven't made time to read it, so I'm not so sure how good a job I'm doing. But it's called Making Time, and it's designed to help you make time for the things that are important in your life. And so I thought, well, if I'm to make time, what if we made space? And this is where I want to leave us with today. This is the really short version of a much longer version I have, but that's okay. We'll circle back around the next few weeks. My premise is this. If God, in God's grace, has created these wide open spaces for us to live and breathe and move and flourish, and I believe God has, if that's what God's grace is all about, how can I make space in my life to be part of that? How can I make space to experience that? How can I make space in my life to connect with that and to just begin to move into that, into those wide open spaces? And I began to write down a few things this past week, and here's what I wrote for me. I want to make space for gratitude and joy. How much of us make space for gratitude and joy anymore? Everything seems so heavy and so serious. I want to make space for silence and reflection. I want to make space for laughter and friendship. I want to make space for celebration. I want to make space for the broken and the hurting. I don't want to just avoid everything. I want to be and make space for those that really are hurting and broken, because it reminds me that that's why we're often here, is to be with them. I want to make space for thankfulness. I want to make space for conversation that edifies and encourages. I want to make space for genuine sharing with people and authentic conversations. I want to ultimately make space for God's lavish, indiscriminate, wild, unleashed love, that faithful love which lasts forever and pries open my tight, constricted soul and leads me into the wide open spaces of God's joy and God's peace. I wrote this prayer down this morning, and I'll just close with this. It's a very simple prayer I wrote for myself. And it goes like this: Loving God, may I live in the wide open spaces of your love and grace. May I move from that very narrow, constricted confines of my own agenda, my own fears, and my own selfishness to the wide open spaces of your love and your grace. Expand my soul in love and in gratitude. So there it is. God's grace is wide open. God invites us to make space for it in our life. And as we move into this season, which is going to get busy, it always does. We always tell ourselves it's not going to be that way again, but it always is. As we move into that season of Thanksgiving, move into that season of Christmas, the encouragement is make space for God's grace to be present in your life. Journey into those wide open spaces of God's love and grace and giftedness. Just be there, be present. Breathe in all that God wants to offer us to fill our souls up again. And just simply be in that place of knowing that God's faithful love surrounds us and is with us wherever we go.